Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boil it down, it's one of the worst Steelers offenses we've seen, quite frankly, in the modern era. Jerry Dulac put it in historical perspective today in the Post-Gazette. The one that stood out to me, Ron, was 9.9 yards per catch, which would be their lowest since the merger in 1970. I mean, my God, this is a passing league.
And they can't pass the ball. The quarterback has been erratic, up and down, some good, a lot bad, and he has nobody to throw the ball to. And, you know, say what you want about Big Chest, they miss him. There's no doubt they miss him.
Were we fooling ourselves?
They miss Ben, obviously, the most.
The most,
yes. You know, to me, this indicates all these years, what's he won? One MVP award, I think, voted
team
by
MVP,
his teammates.
Yeah.
Is there any doubt he's the MVP?
There never was.
There wasn't, but does this reinforce that?
Yeah, he should. This is the year they should vote him as the MVP, actually.
Right.
It's at times pathetic, but here's my question. Did I delude myself a couple weeks ago thinking that Rudolph played well against the Rams? I keep thinking about that game. I thought he played pretty well. It didn't add up to much. But I thought at least he was headed in the right direction. Did you?
Yeah, I don't think you deluded yourself. He did play pretty well in that game. But he took a big step back in Cleveland. And I guess maybe is that the way it goes with young quarterbacks?
It shouldn't be that bad. It shouldn't.
But again, Joe, look who he was throwing to the other day.
I know, but it was
pathetic.
And
he had no running game. He had nothing around him.
I know, but it was bad from the first snap of the game.
But he had nothing around him even then, hardly.
Nah, he still had enough weapons in the passing game to make something happen. He had Deontay Johnson, Juju, James Washington, McDonald. You know, it looked so bad. But I hear you. It just devolved from there as the game went on. And I feel like the bar is set so low now since Ben is gone that when I see something like the Rams game, I say, wow, that looks pretty good. Does it really? Yeah, it looked better. I still believe that Rudolph made more good throws in that game than he did in any other. And the way that I wrote it and said it was, at least in that game, I could look at it and say, there's potential here for a legitimate NFL passing game. At least there's potential here. Now I see none with these injuries. I see none.
I can't agree more.
What would you do, Ron? Like, what would, if you're Randy Feuchner? Would it just be a simple case now of don't turn it over and punt? I mean, what else are you going to do?
I mean, you got to try and, you know, hope he doesn't turn it over and hope the quarterback doesn't throw it to the wrong team. You can't just punt. You know, you got to score some points.
I mean, I'm exaggerating.
I know you are, but you don't have to score five touchdowns, but you got to score something. You got to be aggressive and take your shot, or otherwise you're just going to get killed.
There still has to be the makings of some sort of short passing game. You incorporate two.
How about Vance McDonald? Where's
both
he
tight
been?
Ends. How about both tight ends? How about Jalen Samuels as a guy out of the backfield? And you still have James Washington.
Yes,
so there's
do.
Four eligibles that at least people have heard of, right? Although probably not. What am I talking about? A lot of people around football have probably still not heard of Jalen Samuels. But I think priority number one is not to screw it up. Here's what I would say, Ron. This game, I feel like, is the duck game all over again. Like, all right, we're going into this game. Just don't screw it up. Except Connor was great in that game.
Connor, yeah, and he's not almost certainly not going to play this week.
And the Chargers, whatever they were doing that night, I have no idea. Because the one thing that you couldn't let Duck do was let Connor leak out of the backfield and essentially, you know, handoffs through the air. And that's what they did time after time. Connor was open 2 yards down the field, just dump it to him, and then he would make something happen.
He ran over a bunch of people in that game.
So, honestly,
I don't know what to tell you. I just think they're in real trouble. Maybe not this week. Maybe you can get by Cincinnati. Unless you get some of these guys back, I see no way they make the playoffs.
I see no way. They're in real trouble, period, Ron. They're going into Cincinnati with an offense that I don't know is capable of putting up 14 points. They're in real trouble, period. And I don't know. Everybody's an offensive coordinator, including me from time to time. I don't know what you do if you're Randy Feuchner. I guess you have to try to incorporate the guys I just mentioned, get both tight ends involved, right, and see if you can get
Jalen Samuels.
Can anybody beat anybody, though? I mean, we've seen numbers, these advanced stats they throw out there of separation on your routes. Is there anybody here who can beat anybody one-on-one?
I don't think.
Matt, 412-928-9370. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Longtime Steeler fan, father had season tickets. I have them now. I think you have a lot of talent on the team, and I'm kind of surprised no one seems to pick on Rooney. I think that allowing Haley to leave and not replacing him and LeBeau to leave and replacing him with Butler, I think we ran into a situation where we're all too close to the forest to see the trees. I'm down there. Number 80 is as fast as Wallace is, and Washington has talent. Somehow, some way, these other teams seem to find ways.
Number 80 never comes down with the ball, Matt.
Well, I appreciate that it happens that we don't throw it to him a lot to get the opportunity.
Throw it a lot? That's all they did.
Seven times the other day, he had one catch. And I don't know what defense you were watching at the end of the Dick LeBeau era, but they stunk. You know, they were awful at Dick LeBeau's last couple years there. So,
I would say that Dick LeBeau was a professional coach that was capable of changing during halftime to beat teams.
You don't think Keith Butler's doing a pretty good job this year now that he has a few more players?
Oh, I think he's doing an excellent job, and I think it's talented. I'm just still saying.
Don't we agree, though, Ron, that that's Mike Tomlin's defense? If there's adjustments to be made, he's making them. Dulac repeated again that Tomlin's
Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Matt, that he's making the calls defensively.
Yeah, I mean, give him credit then. I mean, you know, we gave him blame when they were stinking, but, you know, I have to think Butler gets a little bit of credit, too, because he sure got a lot of blame when they were bad.
Yeah, from people, although I reached the point where I said this is Mike Tomlin's defense. He deserves the blame. So if there's credit to go out, I'm giving it to Tomlin. That's his defense. And I still, they played really well for most of this season. I don't understand why Keith Butler is here, honestly. He was supposed to be the star in waiting. That's why I think they sweetened the pot for him at times when other teams came calling. And he waited forever behind Dick LeBeau, and now Tomlin has basically commandeered the defense. Good for him, I guess, but what's Keith Butler doing?
You need somebody. I mean, first of all, he's coaching the outside linebackers who are having a great year, both of them.
He's having a good year doing that.
He's having a good year doing it. I mean, I still think he's involved in the game planning and stuff
like
that.
It's not
like Tomlin is doing everything for the defense.
No, but it wouldn't be what I would have guessed when they were keeping Keith Butler when the Dolphins came calling.
Right. He turned down like 4 or 5 jobs, he told me.
We've got word that Santa's sleigh team is flying over Pittsburgh during our Santa Spectacular event on November 22nd to get a sneak peek of the Berg right before our Dollar Bank fireworks show. We want to light up the sky and show Santa we're getting ready for the holidays. At 7:40 p.m., we need everyone in downtown Pittsburgh to turn on their cell phone lights and hold them up to the air to light up the city, and we'll get Santa's sleigh view of Pittsburgh from Spiker helicopters. Let's go to Dave. What's up, Dave?
Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple of things. I agree with you that the prospect moving forward is scary, what Steelers offense is going to be capable of. That said, I think I'd like to maybe kind of pull back on some of the remarks or just the narrative that Rudolph had moving forward against the Rams, but then he's just taken so many steps back. He's a quarterback that has started 7 games, I believe, because he was out with the one with the injury. And I think probably you're going to see this, I mean, with any quarterback that started 7 games in this league, and there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. He was playing at the end of the Cleveland game, horrific, but look who was around him, practice squad players, basically. And I think if you look at a couple of the other games, San Francisco game and the Ravens game before he got knocked out, Steelers are a player or two away from possibly winning those games against very good teams. So I'd say the jury's still out on Mason Rudolph. I think that ups, downs, been ugly recently, but I wouldn't rush the judgment based off of this game or that game.
Well, I don't think anybody disagrees with you that the jury is still out. I mean, I'm not ready to write him off either, but that doesn't mean that I don't think he took a big step back against Cleveland. I mean, he was awful that night, even before all his guys got hurt, and then afterwards he had nothing he could do. But I don't think he was very good in that game. I thought he was pretty good against the Rams. Can it be both? And I say that's what a young quarterback does. It's not a straight line to the top. It's a lot of dips in the road, Joe.
No doubt, but I come back to the question of, is there something about this guy's game that tells me he's going to be the guy for a long time? And I can't say at this point that there is.
No,
for me.
I can't. But I can't say that he's going to be a bum forever.
Neither can I.
I'm not going to say that.
Neither can I. Is he a guy that you can win with? That's going to be the question moving forward. Maybe as soon as next year again. We don't know. If Ben's ready, Ben's going to play. But is Ben going to be,
is he going to be ready?
Healthy and ready to go again. There's no way to predict that at his age with that injury. All right. Coming up, we'll get to more calls on the Steelers offense. This is life without Ben, and it ain't pretty. 412.
It ain't pretty.
412-928-9370. The entire offense was built for him. He was running his offense. The coordinator is there because of Ben. Players are there. Ryan Switzer comes to mind because of Ben. It's his show. Or was. I don't know what it is now. Top of the hour, Mike Tomlin's news conference.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.